It's the old radio comedy podcast.
It's episode 94 of season 2 and time for another classic comedy radio show from the golden age of radio. Eddie Cantor was a household name in the 30s and 40s, mostly because of his radio shows, The Chase and Sanborn Hour, which he hosted from 1931 to 1934, and then his show Time to Smile from 1940 to 1946, and after that, the Pabst Blue Ribbon Show from 46 to 49. Most of his radio programs were also referred to as The Eddie Cantor Show. He was also a recording artist, making phonograph records of comedy routines and popular songs from 1917 through the 20s. Prior to that, he was a dancer and singer on vaudeville, and an actor on Broadway. He was also in film and television throughout his career, although it was his radio success that he was best known for to millions of Americans. So sit back and relax for the June 9th, 1943 broadcast of The Eddie Cantor Show.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Here is Eddie and Ida's first anniversary gift of the evening. Dinah Shore singing, Let's Get Lost.
Let's get lost, lost in each other's arms. Let's get lost, let them send out alarms. And though they'll think us rather rude, let's tell the world we're in that crazy mood. Let's get lost in a romantic mood. Let's get caught off everybody's lips. This night we found each other. Let's get lost.
Let's get lost.
Lost in each other's arms. To celebrate this night we found each other. Let's get lost.
Wasn't Dinah grand, Harry? She's so versatile, sings so many new songs. Gosh, I just can't get over how different show business was 29 years ago, Harry.
It was, huh?
In those days in vaudeville, you could use an act for years. Would you believe it? I used to repeat the same jokes week after week after week. It was just a case of traveling from one city to another to do it.
Yeah, well, it's certainly different with radio.
Well, of course.
Oh, now you don't travel. Yeah.
He laughs at his own. All right, so I occasionally repeat a joke. My motto is that anything worthwhile can stand repetition. And it's a good policy for you to follow, too, Harry.
Me?
Yes. Take the advice you give our listeners about how they can feel better faster. That's mighty worthwhile and worth repetition. As a matter of fact, why don't you repeat it right now, Harry?
All right, thanks. I will, Eddie. Ladies and gentlemen, the next time you wake up in the morning feeling headachy and out of sorts due to the need of a laxative, remember that Sal Hepatica helps you feel better faster. Because then Sal Hepatica brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. And that's important, for it means you no longer have to wait till night to take the laxative you need in the morning. No longer have to risk feeling miserable all day. And here's something else worth remembering about this famous mineral salt laxative.
Sparkling Sal Hepatica also helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist tonight or tomorrow. It's important to use only as directed. Then any time you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better when you take gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
Eddie,
your guests are getting hungry.
Well, I know it, Harry, and I can't understand what's delaying their food. Gosh, by now they should have salads and hors d'oeuvres, too, but where's my chef?
How do you do?
I've gone to a mad Russian. Russian, I wanted a French chef for my party. Russians don't make good cooks.
No, who do you think is cooking Hitler's goose?
Chef, who did you ever work for?
Hedy Lamarr. I was fired because I had a little trouble with my favorite dish.
What was your favorite dish?
Hedy Lamarr.
Oh, stop. My guests are getting impatient. What's delaying dinner, Russian?
The soup recipe.
Yeah.
It says, stir soup while boiling. So it's boiling, I'm stirring. It's boiling, I'm stirring. And finally, I can't stand it.
Why not?
It's burning my fingers.
Don't be ridiculous. You don't start. How is the rest of the food coming along?
Frankly, I'm having a little trouble with the seasoning.
Why?
On the roast goose, I am putting a pinch of salt, a pinch of pepper, and a pinch of paprika. Suddenly, the maid is slapping my face.
Why?
Wrong pinch.
Oh, get out of here. Cookie.
Some guests are arriving.
They are.
George Burns and Gracie Allen.
Well, Eddie, we just want to say congratulations, and Gracie has a present.
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Cantor. Imagine you being married for 29 years. Well, you certainly look it.
Gracie, just give Eddie the present you got for him. I don't know what it is, Eddie. Gracie picked it up.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eddie, it's just a little something you can take along on your honeymoon.
Honeymoon? We had that 29 years ago.
Oh, really? The same year you were married, huh?
Yeah, they killed two birds with one stone.
Yeah, and, oh, what an embarrassing thing that was. I was so broke that Ida had to pay for the honeymoon.
No.
Yes.
Oh, well, I'll have to get with Ida and compare prices.
Of course, I paid it back as soon as I went back to work.
Well, I'm sure George will, too.
Gracie, just give Eddie his anniversary present.
Oh, yes. It's in this package.
Gee, I'm excited. What is it, Gracie?
Well, you know the 25th anniversary is silver.
Yeah?
And the 30th is pearl. So, this being in between the two.
Yes, yes.
I got this handkerchief.
A handkerchief?
Gracie, is that all you're giving Eddie for his anniversary?
Oh, no, I wrote a poem, but that's for Ida.
Well, Ida's here. Let's hear it.
All right. Congratulations to you, Ida, from Gracie, sweet as apple cider.
Wait a minute, Gracie. Ida is supposed to be sweet as apple cider, not you.
But, Judge, how would that sound? Congratulations to you, Ida. You're supposed to be as sweet as apple cider. Sounds like I don't believe it.
Okay, read on.
The husband you picked was a mighty good choice. Too bad he couldn't have had a few boys.
Boys, yeah.
I'm sure he's kind, a good protector. I'll bet you're glad you married Hector.
Hector? Great. Gracie Allen. My name happens to be Eddie.
Well, that doesn't rhyme. Now, stop interrupting. You've had him for 29 years, that's true. But a retread can make him as good as new. Yes, Ida Cantor, we two are the same. We both got our husbands with riches and fame. They're sweet and gentle. They're our little pigeons. But I'll bet we both wish we had gotten Walter.
Oh, Walter Pigeon?
Walter Pigeon.
Yes. Eddie, call us when
I'll call
ready.
You.
Come on.
So long, Gracie. Goodbye. See you later. Wait a minute. What was that racket?
Kevin, I am serving a sizzling platter. And look how fancy I've placed the roast chicken on his back.
On his back? Russian, that chicken is standing on his legs.
Give me a stick, I'll kill it.
A fine chef. I hope you killed the roast goose.
Don't worry, he's a dead pigeon. Yeah. That goose is now sizzling in the oven at 400 degrees for...
Fahrenheit.
That's me.
No. You don't? I can't help laughing at you.
At who?
At you.
Isn't I?
No. You're crazy. I didn't sneeze.
You didn't? Then give me back my Gesundheit.
Oh, stop. Look, are you sure you put the roast goose under a hot flame?
Well, positively.
Well, tell me, how did you dress him?
I just put him in one of your old suits.
Look, oh, you're impossible. Listen, Russian, when the roast goose is ready, have my English butler serve it.
You got an English butler?
Well, of course.
Has he got bushy eyebrows and a very British face?
Well, that's right.
No wonder that roast goose was wearing a monocle.
Get back in the kitchen. Get out of here. Ah, more guests. I wonder who it can be.
Announcing Mr. Groucho Marx.
Well, this is a surprise. Eddie Cantor, I live and breathe.
What's such a surprise?
You're still living and I'm still breathing.
Well, anyway, it was nice of you to drop in. Aren't you going to congratulate me?
Why, of course. What is it, a boy or a girl?
Groucho, look at me. It's Eddie Cantor.
Well, that's pretty confusing. You gave birth to Eddie Cantor?
No, Groucho, it's my wedding anniversary. Don't you understand? I've been married 29 years to the same woman.
Well, there's no use getting mad at me. You've got no one to blame but yourself.
No, Groucho, please understand. I've been married 29 years to the same woman.
Well, don't give up now. Just hang on. And if nobody calls for her at the end of 30 years, she's yours.
Oh, Dinah, will you come here? Come here, will you? Groucho, I'd like you to meet a lovely Southern belle. This is Dinah Shaw.
Why, Mr. Marx, a show is a pleasure.
Well, a show is a pleasure to meet you, Miss Shaw. I'm Shaw.
Thank you. I'm mighty pleased in making your acquaintance, sir.
Listen, kids.
Quiet, Yankee.
Mr.
Why, sure enough, I'm a big plantation man. I spend most of my time picking tobacco.
By the bale?
No, by the butt.
Groucho, you are certainly loaded with corn.
Well, what do you all expect from a Kentucky colonel?
I see they drafted your writers, too, huh?
What's that?
I said you ought to have new writers.
I've got new writers. I've had a pain in my shoulder for the last 3 weeks.
See you later. Bye now.
Goodbye.
Yeah, Groucho, how about some champagne? You can have your choice. Veuve Clicquot.
I made my choice.
Quiet. I mean to drink. Veuve Clicquot, vintage 28, or Paul Roger, bottle 32.
Here comes the plug. I'd rather have a short beer, draft 15. Make it Pabst Blue Ribbon. After all, I have two children and a sponsor to support in Blue Ribbon Town.
All right, you got that right. But Groucho...
Yes, it was a pretty long speech. Yeah. Right.
You'll enjoy drinking champagne.
Pretty dull speech,
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. You'll enjoy drinking champagne, Groucho. Would you
mind me making that speech over again?
No! Will you stop now? We're late already. Look... So you'll enjoy drinking champagne. Don't you like to have Bubbles tickle your nose?
I don't know. I never met Bubbles. What's her phone number? Maybe she let me tickle her nose. Who knows?
Oh, you fool. This is a great party, isn't it, Groucho? I feel marvelous. Just think, I've been married 29 years.
Yes, Eddie, it's wonderful. Our marriage always makes me feel sentimental. I'll never forget the time I went on my honeymoon. I cried like a baby.
Why?
You know a better way to get to Niagara Falls than half air?
Soup's on! Oh!
Frighten
soup's
me like
on!
That. Wait, Russian! When you say soup's on, why do you scream?
It's on me!
Quiet. Groucho, this is my chef, the mad Russian. Well, with a face like that, I'd be mad, too. Let me congratulate you, Russian. I've seen off-the-face hats, but this is the first time I ever saw an off-the-face face.
That calls for a duel, sir. And there is only one thing that keeps me from fighting for my honor.
And what's that?
Who's got the honor?
He wants to fight a duel. Why, Russian, if you were half a man... Wait a minute, you are half a man. What happened to the other half?
Meat shortage.
Back in the kitchen, monster.
Hey, Russian, remember to serve some Philadelphia cream cheese. Understand? Philadelphia cream cheese.
Right, I'll be back in a sneeze with the cheese. Gesundheit.
All right.
Well, I'll see you later, Eddie. My feet are killing me. I think I'll take off my shoes and rest my feet. Or maybe I should take off my feet and rest my shoes. I can always get another pair of feet.
Groucho, if I don't see you later, thanks for coming to my wedding anniversary.
Why, Eddie, are you married?
Of course I'm married. Where do you think I got my five children?
Out front, applauding like mad.
Oh, get out of here.
Oh, Eddie, this is a grand party. No, I'm having a record made of this program as a souvenir.
Great idea, Harry. A few years from now, you should get a big kick out of it, hearing the whole gang and all the laughs.
Oh, that's right. I wish I could have taken a movie of it so I could see the laughs.
See the laughs?
Yeah. Well, at least the smiles, especially of Gracie and Dinah.
Yes, Harry, they've been having a lot of fun, and it's a pleasure to watch them.
Yes, you're right. It is a pleasure, Eddie, and they certainly bear out what we've been saying about lovely women having attractive smiles. You know, Eddie, they prove a point everyone agrees on. The importance of an attractive smile to a woman's loveliness. But not everyone gives his smile the intelligent care it deserves. And it's so easy, ladies and gentlemen, when you see your dentist regularly and between visits faithfully use iPana toothpaste and gum massage. Because healthy gums are mighty important to sound teeth and sparkling smiles. And iPana is not only unsurpassed for cleaning and brightening teeth, but when used with massage, it is especially designed to give gums the stimulation they need to help keep them firm and healthy. So adopt this famous healthful routine.
Brush your teeth regularly with iPana toothpaste. And every time you do, put a little extra iPana on your brush or fingertip and massage it on your gums.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, for firmer, brighter teeth and naturally a more attractive smile, decide now to massage with iPana toothpaste.
Harry, what's keeping the mad rush? Is it so hard to get Philadelphia cream cheese?
Well, I don't know. I'll look for him.
Will you?
Oh, Master.
Yes, Cookie.
There's a Western Union boy here with a telegram.
A Western Union? Well, send him in.
Telegram for Eddie Cantor.
It's Jack Benny, a Western Union boy. Jack, you're delivering a telegram? I don't understand.
Well, it's very simple, Eddie. See, I went to Western Union to send you an anniversary wire. Then I figured till they're able to send you a boy, you'll be waiting and waiting. And you know, Eddie, you know what it is to wait for a boy.
Yes. But, Jack, it doesn't seem right for you to deliver your own telegram.
Why not? I paid for it. I paid for every word of
all
it.
All right.
Myself.
All right, read it, Jack. Read it.
Certainly I'll read it. I paid for it.
I know.
Out of my own money. I paid for the telegram.
Jack, you told me you paid
out of my own shoes.
All right. What does it say?
It says to Eddie Cantor, Beverly Hills. And it's a straight wire. This is not a night letter.
I know. You told me.
I paid for a straight wire.
You told me.
I know.
Read it. Will you please read it?
No, I can show you the receipt.
Please, Jack, read it.
Received from Jack Benny, 35
cents. Not the receipt. Read the wire, will you?
You mean the one I paid for? Heartiest congratulations on your anniversary. Good luck to you and...
Well, go on.
Go on, Eddie. That's 10 words. Eddie, I paid for the 10 words.
But, Jack, the wire is unfinished. Good luck to me and who? Who, Jack? Who?
Eddie, if you don't know your wife's name by now, don't blame me. I mean, who else could it be? Aunt Jemima, Count Fleet? Who is it?
All right, Jack. You wrote out a wire to me. It's very nice. You delivered it personally. Thanks very much. All right, Jack. I says thanks very much. What are you waiting for?
No tip. I said I paid for it.
All right, you paid for it. How do you like that, Jack? Hello?
Long distance for Eddie Cantor.
Long distance? What? I'll take it. Hello?
Kemper, this is Matt speaking. It's terrible. It's terrible.
Russian, what's so terrible? And why are you calling long distance? Where are you?
I'm in Philadelphia. They got no cream cheese.
Listen, Eddie, I'm sure Jack Benny and Burns and Allen and Groucho Marx and all of your guests would enjoy hearing you sing some of your songs that were popular 29 years ago. How about it?
By the sea, by the sea, by the beautiful sea, you and I, oh, how happy we'll be. When each wave comes a-rolling in, we will duck or swim, and we'll float and fool around the water, over and under, and then up for air. Mars rich, Mars rich, so no, what do we care? I love to be beside your side, beside the sea, beside the seaside, by the beautiful sea. When you are a tulip, a sweet yellow tulip, and I wore a big red rose. When you caressed me, 'twas then heaven blessed me. What a blessing, no one knows. You made life cheery when you called me dearie. 'Twas down where the bluegrass grows. Your lips were sweeter than julep when you wore a tulip, and I wore a big red rose. I love the cows and chickens, but this is the life. This is the life I love to raise the dickens while I'm cabaret where the band is playing. I love a homemade cider, but I'd rather have wine. No more picking berries, me for cocktail cherries. This is the life, this is the life, this is the life for mine. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Jack Benny, George Burns, Gracie Allen, and Groucho Marx. It's really been a wonderful anniversary for me.
Master, pardon the interruption.
What is it, Cookie?
But did you know that the last 17 minutes of last week's program only went as far as Colorado and never reached the East? I wonder why.
The jokes were too old to make the trip. No, Cookie, look. the lines were down. We had to tell the people because they've been riding in and wiring. But be with us next week, ladies and gentlemen, when our guest will be my very good friend, Joey Brown. And in the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for the smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. And so remember, I love to spend each Wednesday with you. As friend to friend, I'm sorry it's true. Good night.
I hope you enjoyed that episode of the Eddie Cantor Show. And I hope you tuned in to our Halloween special yesterday as well. If not, it's not too late to check it out. Also, be sure to subscribe to our new podcast, An Evening of Old Time Radio, which features 3 hours a week of a specific genre every episode. Mystery, westerns, adventure, horror, suspense, and more. You can find it on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from. And you can also subscribe to our YouTube channel of the same name, if you want to relax next to a crackling fire while you listen. We'll see you here again this Friday for another classic comedy radio show. I'm Greg Fordyce. Thanks for listening.